Open Windows, May the 25th. Strength through testing. Be strong in the Lord, relying on his mighty strength. Ephesians 6, verse 10. The Lord does not put us in glass houses to grow us, to be his trees. The Lord does not protect us from the storms, the adversaries. He exposes us to bitter winds and scorching suns of adversary and trial. The Lord is working in us that which is according to his own nature, eternity, the enduring, the everlasting God, that which will not be easily or hardly carried away. He is putting substance in you. Oh, today we fear that the appeal to become Christian is so often in terms of having an easy or a good time, being happy and enjoying yourself. Well, thank God for all divine joy. But this is true to the house, to the city, that the first thing the Lord is working towards and seeking to work into his people is that substantial, steadfast, enduring faithfulness that is according to his own nature. Substantial. Oh, for substantial Christians that don't need coddling and nursing and running after all the time, being pandered to get them to go on or stand up. Men and women like cedars of Lebanon, like the hewn stone, weighty, accountable, and responsible to carry weight, and all that is meant by strength. I can only remind you again of what a large place this has in the Word of God. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord, in the strength of his might. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Think again. Want to understand why all the winds are allowed to blow so fiercely? The storms, to get us away from the natural easygoingness or cheapness, lightness, frivolity, and to make us people of weight. Strength through testing, through adversary, strength, to endure throughout all ages. There is much which is going to be carried away in the last great testing. And if, therefore, trial and adversary is the only way to deepen us and put calibre into us, I suppose we must expect more of it as the time shortens.